Blog Talk Radio.
Wi-Fi password, Rudy. What do we want your password to be?
I don't know.
That's a lot of words.
That's
I know. Letters.
The one I can think of.
Victor 31.
Yep.
All uppercase.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What?
Raise your name. Jeff.
Hey, got your phone ready? Anybody?
No.
Yeah, we call this number?
Transmit.
The whole number?
Uh-huh, 213-943-3552.
Los Angeles, California?
Yeah, that's where my studio is out of.
Am I calling it?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
How much are we going to get charged for this?
I'm just put your credit card information in there.
Jay Womry!
I'm hearing your voice. It says, please hold, and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Hey.
Are you podcasting?
Yeah.
Hey!
Jackie and Rodney.
Jay Womry!
All right.
So I think we're live. I think we're live here. And I'm not sure. There we go. I think we're just coming off my computer here is what we're doing. We're getting everybody right here. So, hey, this is Harrell. My studio is all messed up right now. This is Hump Day with Harrell. We're live at the track. And, man, I do not know what's going on. I can't play music. I can't get callers. I think I'm, I don't know what I am. Having technical difficulties. That's what we do here. Let's see here. Just waiting for host, but I called in. We don't have a host. There we go. I got it. There we go. Okay, we got it back. We're going to play a couple more songs. We're going to figure this thing out. All right. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Live from Prairie City.
Yeah, I can do this. So I'm not going to do this one.
It's still live from Prairie City.
So we'll do the two fastest sessions.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
dead. Little souvenirs and secrets shared. Little off guard and unprepared.
Prairie City Kart Track. It's busy right now. It's busy. There's people out in the pit working on their stuff. We got Brian Baker here. Let's stop at Brian Baker real quick. Brian Baker, how the heck are you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm throwing the kitchen sink at it.
He's doing all kinds of stuff here at this kart, man. He's expecting to get a little more speed tomorrow. Did you do good today? It was all good out there? The track was good?
The track was all right. I was off, so.
I don't know. He's not that far off. He always says that, but what are you, what's the plan for tomorrow? What are you doing to your car? What's your plan?
We just lowered the rear end. A little less grip.
A little less grip. That's the plan for tomorrow. All right, that's Brian Baker. We're going to get somewhere else. We're going to go to, actually, you know what? We're right over here with Apple Sasa. We've got him in the house. Let's get over here. What's up, buddy? This is Unleashed Power over here. He is throwing everything but the kitchen sink in his car, too, man. How'd it go out there today?
It was rough, fighting being overstuck. I made a bunch of chassis changements, adjustments. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. We got Blake. He can drive the wheels off anything. He's fast. So,
Blake who?
Blake Milton.
All right, Blake Milton. Just got to make sure everyone knows what Blake. Blake Milton over here in Nevada Kart Sports Pit. Along with Apple Sasa Jr., where's he at? He's out roaming around somewhere. So there he is over here. We're going to go over here. Well, Jared, man, you got like quite a few motors out here, man. You're like the predominant motor tuner, I guess you'd call you, right? We can't build these things, so you're like the ultimate motor tuner. You've been busy, huh?
Yes, I've been super busy.
Unleashed Power. How do people get a hold of you?
530-713-5525 or 916-206-7044.
Okay, we'll put a post up on the Hump Day with Harrell Facebook page. Or you can, do you have a Facebook page for Unleashed Power?
Not yet.
Okay, so get hold of me and I'll give you the information if you didn't get that. He's going to give you the number a little slower one more time. What's the number?
916-206-7044.
Okay, hope you got that. Here's Junior. Here's Apple Sauce Junior. He's running the senior heavies. And, man, how'd it go out there today? He said you were a little overstuck. How do you feel?
I feel like we can get the car roughed out by tomorrow. Hopefully we got all the kinks worked out, and I hope we do good.
That was short and sweet, man. That's what we do. What, do you like this track? This one of your favorite tracks?
My home track.
Love the home track, and he loves it. So we're expecting big things out of Apple Sasa. All right. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Good, how are you?
I'm bored. I'm out of a ride this weekend.
If anybody calls in and knows who that is, we'll give you something. Hump Day with Harrell Show will give you something. So if you want to win something, call in and tell me who this is talking right now, and you'll win something big. We're not going to give you his name.
Right,
we're not going to give you his name. It's a giveaway, though. I mean, right there. He's a little white. He's still here. Let's talk one more time. What, you don't have a
Here's
ride?
A hint. I drive a car to shift the cart.
Well, that just gave it away.
There's like 50 million people that drive a
okay. Well, man, I hope our producers are over there. We're going to go back to a song. We're going to run over to another pit and do some more interviewing. Actually, we're going to wait a second.
We got Zach Rivera over here.
Yeah, we got some KA guys over here, Zach Rivera and Bryce Berry. You guys, how'd it go for you guys today? Let's start with you, Bryce. How'd you do today?
I feel like I did pretty well.
Short and sweet, short and sweet. Zach, he's always a force. I think he's won the last, I don't know. I don't know how many. He just, he's on a winning streak, we call that. I mean, he's yet to, I don't know. He's just, he's won everything he's entered this year, I think. Right, Zach?
Why do you have to put me on the spot like that, man?
Well, is it not true?
Yes. If we look at stats, yes, yes.
So we call that batting 1,000, dude. Batting 1,000, dude. How are you feeling about it for tomorrow? Did you have a good day out there today?
I would have liked it to have gone better. And we're definitely looking for time tomorrow. But I'm really happy that we have a good field. You know, that top five is really, top 10 is really good drivers. And I can't wait to see what goes down tomorrow.
Right, right. Me neither. I think it's going to be a good, it's going to be one of the premier races for tomorrow. You said the top 10 guys could win. How many is there out there? How many of you guys is there?
I'd say there's maybe 20.
Maybe. We're talking like 18, 20, even if there's 17, 16. I mean, we got a lot of KAA seniors out there, man. It's going to be some good racing for sure. That class is growing and growing fast. What do you think of the KAA motor, Zach?
I want a master's KAA class. That would be dope. And I need you in it, Harry. I need you in it.
I'm too lazy to be in one of them things, I think. You guys go too fast. I like my lawnmower.
Oh, all right. Well, you think about it. I need you to think about it.
I hear talks of it. They're talking about bringing something on or trying to do something. I know some other masters would like to run that two-stroke, but we'll see what happens for sure. But good luck to both of you guys tomorrow. Man, get out there and haul. You know,
yeah.
Barry's here, always a force, whatever they're driving. You know, he just became a senior last year. Was last year your first senior? This year?
You're
a junior too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's still a junior too. Senior next year?
Yes.
Then you can start driving a car and stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'll be getting my permit in September.
Oh, crap, Dad.
Yeah.
Now you can take naps on the way home like he does, huh?
I can't wait for my chauffeur to be
with me. Right. Okay, one more time. We're going to let the homie, you got to call in and see who this is. You don't know who it is, and but I do, so what's up?
Like I said, I'm bored. I'm out of a ride this weekend.
No ride for homie.
Ride.
So if you got a ride out there for homie, one more guy over here in the Nevada Kart Sport pit. We got Andy Fecko. He's always a force to be reckoned with, whether it's little Fecko or big Fecko these days. He jumped in a kart and he's been kicking butt. How you doing, buddy? How's it going today?
Good. Ex-producer Fecko. Okay. I got laid off this job.
He got laid off. He got mad because he couldn't cash those big checks that we gave him.
I know. I had a dozen big checks, and a bank just kicked me out finally. So that was
I told him to go find a bigger bank. The bigger the check, the bigger the bank. You got to go to big banks with big checks. So that's on you.
Well, I can't run this weekend because I see how fast you guys are. So I backed out because you guys, I didn't want the embarrassment. So I backed out.
That's a lie.
Hey, we had a good time here last weekend. Earl and I were battling it out, and Phil still owes me an apology for that start, I think.
I couldn't even see Earl when the green flag came out. He was so far ahead.
Right?
But we had a good time.
We got a good jump.
The punch-up cone was interesting.
Little Fecko's not around. He's in there napping. He had a good day out there. I was watching him, and he got faster and faster all day.
Yeah, we got 24 junior twos here this weekend. And, man, I tell you, I mean, about two-thirds of them are the fastest junior twos around, probably fastest juniors in California here this weekend.
Right.
24
is field,
no joke.
Field, right.
I mean, it's a stacked field. There is any one of the top 15 or 16 of those kids can win this race tomorrow. So
right.
It's
I think
big.
So too.
They're all going hard out there, you know.
I would hate to be a junior two.
Yeah, we'd get killed. I mean, there's no doubt we'd get killed if we were junior twos. What's rubber weight?
I don't have any. How much weight you got on your cart?
I got 40 pounds on my cart.
I have none.
No.
And we have the same cart.
I got the special lightweight cart. I got the super leggeri. That's what they tell you. Super light cart.
Okay.
Oh, Matt was going good today. Kane Fredericks was going good today. Owen Rule was going good. I mean, man, it's just bunch of different carts, bunch of different kids, and everyone's
right.
Trying their hardest.
Right. Jeez, you got the Mays, you got Camp is here.
Camp is here.
shoot, who else in that field?
We got Anthony Toscano, who's ripping
fast. He came out of nowhere, right? A few years ago, he just came and they didn't know anything about it, and all of a sudden, he was ripping.
He's just ripping.
That's another one.
And you got, you got kids from out of town. You got kids from Idaho. I mean, you got kids from Nevada.
Barnwell's ripping.
He won last week.
Well, here comes the owner of the track. Hate to cut you short, we're going to check you out.
Mr. Keys, how you doing, man? We're live on the radio. I'm
saying with Harrell. Fancy that. We get Mr. Keys right here live. How'd it go today, man? It was pretty busy out there, wasn't it?
Oh, awesome. Awesome weather today. Great crowd. Good mood in the pit. Everybody getting a little food right now.
Yeah. You need some food? You want something?
Nah,
I got some pulled pork sandwiches.
Smells great.
Well, you want a pulled pork sandwich. If you want a pulled pork sandwich, get over here and get one.
On sale now.
Do you have any idea of the cart count?
I think my count, I had around 115. So then we've got, I think we've got moms racing tomorrow, too. So I think that's going to another 8 or 10 there, and hopefully get a good count altogether.
Pretty excited. I called 125. That sounds pretty good.
You're pretty darn close right there as far as drivers, but we don't count you, do we?
Uh-uh.
You're not a driver. Uh-uh. Rider.
I'm a ripper.
You look good out there today. I got to see you. I watched Turn 5 for a while, Flag 5, and which is always exciting because you see a lot going on there.
Right.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's a nice curve there. Some guys get all of it, which is cool to watch.
Sometimes
not
you
necessarily
like that.
Exactly. Not fast, but from the sidelines it looks great.
Right.
So, and they'll be sore tonight, so maybe they won't do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I center punched that thing a couple times.
I saw that. Yeah. I think great weather again tomorrow, too, so should be an awesome day for racing.
Tons of grip, man. Your kid was out there today.
That's great.
Alex Keys.
Yeah.
He was out there having some fun.
Alex is out there running the K100, which I think is a great package. I think it's a great addition to the KPX deal. It gets some of our two-stroke racers to kind of join in the fun that you guys got going and in the momentum, and I think it's good for the car count.
For sure.
And
do you know the count on those, the KAs? Seniors?
Yeah, I know in the seniors, I want to say 18
okay.
in the seniors.
That's exact thoughts. They made 20.
Another 10 to 12 in juniors.
Shoot, so we got 32 or so KAs here.
That's
great.
Going down straight away.
Yeah, man, they're having some fun in them. It's going to be some good racing tomorrow.
Yep. All around it'll be good.
What are you looking forward? What's the rest of the season look like for you guys, like as the Keys family? Are you guys going racing a bunch?
Yeah,
you guys kind of work here? What do you guys'
plan? Yeah, we've got a lot going on here at the track, and we're going to do some SCUSA stuff with some customers out of Canada that Alex is working with, and just talking to a couple other guys in another pit that we want to get down to Marina, I think, for the next KPX race.
Cool.
And we definitely want to get over the hill into Reno and do some racing with Rodney and his group over there for their KPX event. I think that's what's going to happen, too, with the K100. Two-stroke package. Some of those folks are used to traveling a little bit anyway. So if you guys can continue to scoop them into the
world,
I think
it's going to grow.
Great. And keep your 206 count good and just supplement it with some more two-stroke racing. I think
great
for KPF.
Right, for sure. And it's fun to watch, man. There's no doubt that watching a bunch of two-strokes all butt down straightaway, it's like, holy crap. And when they come into turn one, it's like, it's twice the speed as we go.
It's all going to be good tomorrow. I mean, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to come watch some good racing, whether it's 206s or the K100, you're going to see some good racing tomorrow. All tight, very close. Good sports.
Cool. Well, all right, everybody. That's Paul Keys. We'll see you tomorrow, bud.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. We'll see you tomorrow. So we're going to maybe play a song. I don't know if Rodney can get a song going. I think he's our producer at the moment. I don't know where he went. So I'm going to keep clapping. Here he comes. I see him coming back. That's Aiden to go there. He's on the run the consoles tonight for Nevada Kart Sport. So go let me know when we get a song. Switch me over, and I'll go find some another pit to talk to. This is Hump Day with Harrell, live at Prairie City, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
I know, I called on Pagosa.
What?
Okay, when I call, talk to me when I'm on there so I know what's going on, you know what I mean? You gotta talk to me. We got our producer there. He's doing a good job, though, man. It's Pago. It's a little Pago. He's not so little Pago. He's like 6 foot tall Pago. But Aiden used to race. I'm not sure why he doesn't race anymore. We'll have to go interview him in a bit. But he used to race a lot. We're over here at the Invader Pit, hanging out with Invader. KPX guys are next door to them. You guys all know this guy. We'll start over here since he's here. What's up, Senior? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Earl?
You're over here working hard like you always do. You're always working, 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 man. How you guys do today?
We didn't do real well. bad tires. Tires will kill you.
We got good tires for tomorrow?
Yeah, brand new ones.
I got those too.
One set of tires for both cars. So we'll see how that works.
So you guys are running both classes. You guys are running the KA, Mr. Blister, and you're running the LL206 in the junior twos. How's that been for you guys, just running both? Has that been difficult for your driver, or the junior just jump in and he owns it? See, I know he won the first one, I think, in the KA, right?
Yeah, won the first one, took second in the second one, and we're behind the eight ball this weekend. So we'll see what happens. We're working hard and trying to catch up with everybody else right now. We're going to throw something at it. But.
All right, I know you guys are. You guys are always a force at the end. Somehow you just work, and you make things happen, man. That's what I love about you. You're one of the hardest working guys out here. You know, there's Mahler. She's eating dinner. We should go talk to her real quick while she's eating dinner. But we won't. We'll wait till she's done, and we'll be back. But, hey, good luck to you guys tomorrow. Like I say, I know you guys will be up there. It's trippy to see two carts, you know what I mean? I'd get confused.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's good.
Both look the same, huh?
Right. Except one's about 2 or 3 seconds faster.
This one here got some new plastics on it this weekend.
Nice.
Looking nice and pretty.
Nice. Yeah, man, everything looks nice over here. These invaders, they look nice.
Yep.
But all right, well, we're going to keep moving, but good luck to you guys tomorrow. And, man, it's nice to see you face-to-face instead of just on the phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I love it. That's Randolph and Randolph Inc. there. They're always a force. Here's the Healy's. Let's talk some of the ladies over here. You got Healy's here. What's up, Healy's? How you guys doing?
Don't have much. Just getting on grub on.
I came over and talked right when they're stuffing their face, too, so I'll leave them alone and I'll come back. No, I'm good, but I'll come back and talk to you. Yes. We just ate, but I will definitely come back and talk to you. You know, we're right here. We got Mr. Invader himself. I'm seeing Cole, and he's over. I don't know if he's bullshitting or giving some pointers, but we're going to try to squeeze him.
And it still looks like
shit. What's up, Mr. Vader?
How you doing?
Snuck up on him, man. That's what we kind of snuck up on him. How's it going, man? You got a full pit over here.
Yes,
how many guys under your tent?
Oh, I don't know. We got about 12 or 13, you know.
Right. How you guys doing today? Is it good out there in the air today?
Yeah, we're doing good. Doing good. We're all fast. You know, we got fast guys and
Fast carts.
Everyone's driving hard, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tough track out there, you know. It's tricky. You got a lot of turns. So, you know, we got some people trying to figure it out still. And top of the charts in senior, 206, and we're sitting P3 in junior 2.
So
you're
pretty
good, man.
That's what you always do.
You know,
always got guys up front.
Yeah.
That's what you do over here.
Yep.
Healy, when are we going to get you on one of these things? Are you going to jump on one of these things? Or?
Nope, we'll pass it away to you.
I'm here for junior.
Oh, I don't know.
I've seen you racing, but we got Chris Healy over here. His Trent Healy's dad. And he's
always, a lot of work.
He's always putting on his kicks, so he finally got in a car. And I remember you said you did pretty good, bud.
What, in a car?
Yeah, when you went racing.
Not bad for 11 years, but...
11 years out of the car, and you went in, you spanked everybody.
Yeah, right. No way. No way. The car spanked me.
But he's going to... That's what happens sometimes. That's what happens sometimes. Especially when you put bolts, like, right here.
In your rim.
Yeah.
No, I give props for Stockton's effort.
Right?
Sure.
I'm nervous. I'm hoping he doesn't.
Did you run today?
I did run today.
How'd you run, Rob?
I ran pretty good. I ended up pretty good. It was tough for me. At first, I had brake problems. Man, I went out there and had brake issues. I changed my entire brakes. I got 2018 brakes on my own car now. No more excuse there. And I did run 2/10 faster than I did last weekend.
Oh,
the main.
Nice.
At the same time as the main, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ran 2/10 faster. So I found a little bit of speed, and I think...
You got something for the Masters, man?
I think so. No, I can't say nothing, but yeah. I think I got something, man. Yeah, I was running low.
Low.
Very low.
Low and slow.
Low and slow.
Yeah. He got Quentin last weekend on the radio.
Hey, well, very hard.
He's like, oh.
Oh, the kids don't go for it either, dude. I'm telling you, they're smarter than I think, man. They're the one that used me now. They're like, they could trick me. See, I tricked them. Now they know me, and they trick me.
Funny story about that. I was racing in Newman in Dirt Oval, right? And I was only 7. I wasn't allowed to be racing, right? And I got into a wreck. Right? Got sideways and pitched me out of the go-kart. This is Dirt Oval, right? Guy come by and clocked me, man. Boom, hit me. Paramedics come out, right?
and they're asking me the normal questions, you know. What's your name?
What day is it?
What day is it, you know? How old are you? I'm like, 8. My dad says, oh, the little shit's lying to you. He's fine. You know, picks me up off the ground, says, let's go, man. Pretty funny.
That's what you did, go live at the track. You get stories like that. When Cole Nelson was 7 years old, not even supposed to be racing, doesn't even know what's going on over there. He just knows
it. I knew the right thing to say, that's for sure, right?
When I used to race motorcycles, everyone just, like, memorized the day. In the morning, you'd be like, you just get down your head, get down your head. Like, it's Tuesday and we're at Sonoma, bro.
Yeah.
Right. You just knew. You had to know those questions, man. They were drilled into your head. Oh, man. Well, what do you think? It got pretty gripped up out there at the end of the day, huh? You as a tuner. I know that my car, man, by the very end, it was like my tires were going off quick, you know what I mean? And I was running, you know, some low pressure, and I don't know how to get rid of that, man. It's a tough one. It's going to be tough tomorrow in the afternoon. A lot of grit being thrown down here.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, my guys all are complaining about too much grip. But, you know, we threw on new tires and went faster. So,
what did that tell you?
We need more grip.
Right. I think it was more grip.
Yeah.
It was.
You know, I'm not, we're not going to call it too much grip. Not right now. Right. You know.
I had to complain about a hop, and I came in, and Art was like, you look like everyone's hopping, but yours is good. And I'm like, all right, I was just going to complain about hopping, dude. He wasn't even hopping. I'm like, yeah.
I would think. You know, here, it definitely does like to go south on you here. You know, but, you know, I was like, you know, just for all the drivers out there, I was like, watch this. You know, you guys are all complaining about the racetrack. Watch. You know, we put on new tires and we went faster. So, I mean, it's not overstuck out there yet.
Put on new tires and went faster?
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Then that tells you right there, I mean, new tires are better, right?
They make more
grip, right?
You know what I mean? He's like,
yeah.
I want to scrub. I want to put more. I want to call back.
You know? Yeah.
So, I agree. You know, that's one time when I say to Rodney, I say, man, I'm overstuck. And he'd do something, and I said, what'd you do? I went faster, and he's like, I put more grip in it.
Yeah.
I said, what? I told you, I was like, shut up and just drive, dude. You know what I mean? And that's what, sometimes that's what you do, I guess. You know what I mean? It's weird to me that you think you're overstuck, and I don't know why you think you're overstuck when it's just not as much traction,
it's not enough traction, and you lose speed through the corner, and then it sounds like your motor's bogging. You know, and it's not anything other than, you know, you're loose, or, you know, you're not carrying the same speed you were through the corner.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Well, man, that's some good advice right there. That's coming from Cole Nelson himself over in Vader. You can come over, get under his tent.
Yeah, get some tri-tip, you know, some bread, some baked beans over here.
I mean, we got kids over there eating. We got the mom. No, that's not a racing mom. We got to talk to racing mom.
Who's
racing
tomorrow, man? In that thing?
I don't know.
No,
she's not even here. She's doing something else.
Oh, man. We got to talk to Kelsey, man.
Oh, shoot. There's our producer right here. What's up, producer? How you doing, buddy?
Good.
What's going on here? You got some pops over there? Uh-oh, this ain't good. I don't know if
I'm just hanging out. There's too many bugs flying around in there. So
he ran over to get out of the bug. He came over to the invader tent. He's heard about some beans and ribs and some tractias, man. But,
I mean, they have a lot of extra food, so you want some, they have a lot, and they're open to share.
Man, that's what they do over here. But, dude, well, let's go cruise, man. You want to cruise? Man, we're going to take the producer with us, man. Uh-oh. Sharing means caring. That's a good one. That's a good motto. That's Mahili right there. There's Eli. Where'd everybody go? They all split. But we got Eli. We got Champ right here. How you doing today, Eli?
I'm good.
All right, man. You're getting new to the Invader family. Are you digging that thing? Are you getting used to it? Has it been a little different? Or tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I really love it, especially Cole. He's just been a big help, and
I got something.
Right on, right on, right on. He is a good dude, man. He is a good dude. And he teaches to go fast, man. He's fast himself, you know what I mean? His day, no one even could touch him, right? We got your brother over there, too, Branson. How you doing, buddy? Are you racing?
No.
No, you're just sitting and, hey, helping out your brother, huh? You guys are trying to switch in. You race one race, you race the next race or not, you know what I mean? You're doing a series, he's doing a series, stuff like that. You're not racing the same series this year.
No, we're not.
What series are you racing?
Gold Rush.
Just the Gold Rush?
Yeah.
Right on. And how's that going for you, man? Looks like there's a good turnout for the Gold Rush, huh?
Yeah.
Right?
I can't wait for the whole year.
What? How many races have they had?
Three.
Three? And how you sitting so far? You doing good? Are you struggling this year? Are you having a kick-ass year? Having a really good year?
I'm in fourth right now, and I'm having a good year. I like the competition. And I just can't wait.
Okay, they just told me I got to talk louder. My producer said I got to talk louder when I'm out here. So that's the first time I think anybody's ever told me that in my entire life. They have never told me that. Trent Healy, what's up, dog? We got a junior one here that is running around up front, man. You've been up front, like, shoot, every race, and you're right there for the win. Not one race without a podium?
Yeah, not one race without a podium.
He's got a big smile, and his chest just got bigger, like, when he said that, too, man. He was digging that. But you haven't got the top step yet?
No, we're just waiting for that good opportunity. It's like, some people can really mess it up. Some people can, like, mess you up. Yeah, or you can just have, like, the wrong setup and just screw it up in the main.
Right. What do you guys think when the afternoon? How did your cards react, man? Was it tougher for you guys in the end? Or?
I definitely gained grip all the time, every single time. I'm just glad that we're running KTX and there's no two strokes except the KAs, because when we have shifters, they lay down a bunch of rubber, and at the end of the day, through the last class, you have to have really low tire pressures. You have to get the setup.
Right. It's all about the setup, especially when it gets like this. There's so many carts out here. I think there's 115 carts, he said, so far. So, and then there's going to be 10, you know, the moms racing tomorrow, so that's 125 racing. But where did you guys qualify for practice? Did you guys have your transponders on when you went out for practice? And how'd you do?
Yeah, I got third.
Third, all right. That's where you're always at, too. You're always with cold tires? Old tires. You got new tires for tomorrow, though? Right. So Eli's coming. He's a force. Where'd you end up?
Second.
All right.
With like a 5-millisecond gap.
Like not even, you can't even blink that fast. You can't even like talk that fast. You can't. It's just nothing's that fast except for like, I don't know, lightning, grease lightning even. Where are you staying tonight?
Harrell's house.
Oh, he's going to Hotel Harrell. Sweet. I got new cymbals, dude. So you'll have to check out the drums because I got some sweet new cymbals. These stadiums are sick. So you have to beat on them. Dad, just tell him that Ralph said I had to check out the new cymbals. I mean, he might still get the nay no. He might say, hell no. But we can try, you know what I'm saying? But, all right, you guys. Well, good luck to you tomorrow. You're just tuning, right? Right. Good luck, dude. We got third in the junior twos. We've got a second, and that's just for going out for practice in the morning. And then we're going to re-qualify tomorrow, but I'm sure the times will drop tomorrow morning, right?
We came from a 49.3 to a 49.8 end of the day.
So a half a second, you guys. Is that what you guys were? Dropped about that much too? Oh, so one guy says I got faster throughout the day. And one guy says it slowed me down. Wait a minute here. What's going on with that? You guys got to share some information.
I think it's just the driver.
Oh, it's getting sick over here. They said it's the driver. Healy, he just called you out, dude. You got a whole other year before you can go get him, too.
Oh, don't even.
Oh, man. It's all sick over here. It's getting sick. We're gonna play a couple songs here, maybe just one song, and I'm going to head over and try to see if we can get the KTX guys over here next. We'll go hop in their trailer. Okay, we'll get them. Come on over. Let's go get them. We'll play a song. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back, and we're just going to hang out over here for a minute in the same pit, and we'll be right back. This is Harrell. This is Pump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, dog?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
wonder if we got a producer. We might still be live.
Well, the Gina was.
We're heading to a song. Maybe not for long. Hey, you guys, let's do this live. If we're still live, let's wrestle. We'll see who can beat up who.
I was just kidding.
Dang. I almost started some static there, man. I hope we ain't lied to you. So. Hopefully our producer's over there, and he's going to play a song. I'm not sure. We're going to be right back. Talk to you. We're going to hunt down these KPX guys, too. But first, we're going to go to a song. Somebody play a song. Maybe these guys will sing us a song. You going to sing us a song?
I got one right now.
You sing us a song? Yeah.
Oh.
We can't go to music. Sing a song. Okay.
I only know dirty songs, man.
That's okay. This is internet radio. It's okay, man. We can do whatever we want. So we're going to come right back, all right? All right. We're going to come back to the KPX guys. We're going to go figure out what's going on. And luckily, we can just walk over here and see what our producer's doing. I know that Little Pago, just like 6 foot tall, he was heading out, but I don't know if I'm just slapping my lips to nobody right now, or I'm good with that, too. Walking back to the studio. Nobody in there. He's been listening. I see Pago. I see him. We're going to sneak up on him. Sneak right up on him right now. Yeah, I've been talking.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
The generator shut off
here. Oh, we had technical difficulties. I'm going to play a song right now, and then we'll get over to the KPX guys, and we'll go interview them, man, see how the KPX is going this year for them. I know they've been busy, so we'll be right back. This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, once again. Exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We're live back at Prairie City Kart Track, and we just happen to find more kids over here. I'm just going to go around, and everyone's going to say their name.
Sophia, Georgia, Audrey, Brooke.
Okay, and all these guys are racing? Are all you guys racing tomorrow? Just you two? You're not racing? You're not racing? You used to? You're tired now? Oh, wait. You used to. You got to talk in here. This is my microphone. Pretty good one, huh?
I used to? Yeah.
Are you retired now? She retired. How old were you when you retired from karting?
Five.
You had an illustrious career of a year or two when you started for four? 3 years. All right. And what about you? You're just taking the day off, or do you race club racing, or what? Tell me.
I never raced before.
You want to race? No. You just want to check it out and hang out your beds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. I know you race. I know you're a force. Oh, we got Healy back in the house, too. Man, tell us about the track today and how it went for you. You know, tell us from start to finish how it went for you.
So my dad tried to fix on my kart because it was like hitting the rev limiter at the tower, and it was just like not working for me.
So you had to change the gearing a little bit, and did it get faster by the end of the day? Were you getting faster during the day?
It got a little bit faster, yeah, and we did have to change some gears.
Right. I know that Invader over there says that the track doesn't really grip up, man. He said it's just not really gripped up. It just gets greasy. What do you think, bro?
I agree.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your day, bud, and how it went in the morning, you know, through the day, and what happened to the track, and then how it went for you.
The morning was frustrating because we didn't know what was wrong with the cart. Our last session, we didn't lose as much time as Trenton over here.
That's a half second over there. Trenton lost, he says. Man, we got to do something about that, Trent, for tomorrow. You tell Fox to get to work.
Okay,
you might have to spend the night. There it is. You need to get around these kids, man. They're like, bam. They're throwing jabs out, man. They're when it comes time to race, though, you guys are all fun out here, but when it comes time to race, it's on, huh? When it's on, it's on.
Yeah, basically.
Right, and you guys are both junior ones, right? All you guys are junior ones, right?
14
years. How many years have you guys been junior ones?
Four?
So you're almost ready for junior two then, huh? Next year? Are you junior two?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would not want to be a junior two. I would not envy them junior twos. That's scary out there. But, here's our guy who, if you call in and tell me who this is, you got to tell me who this voice is, you win something. I don't know what. We'll get something going. I'll buy you lunch tomorrow or something. We're going to go. Tell us a joke real quick.
It has to be appropriate, doesn't it?
No, you want to hear a joke?
Of course it does.
You hear a joke?
Yep. Oh, geez, that wasn't very nice. You see? Okay, here, we're going to get a real joke in. That wasn't very nice. We're going to be nice. Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
Why don't they play poker in the jungle? Too many cheetahs.
Well, you got to wait a minute. Why do they not play poker in the jungle? Why? Anybody know? Too many cheetahs. You got another one, don't you? Yeah, honey, you had one yesterday, right? I remember. Okay, here it is.
I'm hungry.
So that's our guest right there. If you got, I might give it away right there. You might know who it is now. So call in. What's the number? I don't even know my own number to my radio show. You got a new one.
What do you call a pig that does karate?
What do you call a pig that does? Oh, pork chop. She stole the punchline. All right. Well, hey, good luck to all you guys tomorrow. You come out of retirement one of these days. Come out of retirement. And we're getting, there's more kids running by. There's too many kids here.
You should interview.
We're playing tag right now.
We're playing tag?
Let's hear about it.
How come you guys didn't get tagged? You were just sitting here because you were getting interviewed on the show, so you guys are dialed.
Yeah. Right. I'm it anyways.
You are? All right. Well, good. Hey.
We're not playing.
Here. Good luck, bro. Yeah. All right? Be good tomorrow. Good luck, bro, at tomorrow. And you come out of retirement. And you maybe let's get you in a car, right? One day today. Let's get you
By the way, I only lost 1/10.
1/10 in the afternoon. See, there you go. So that's not getting too gripped up. That's going good. You're going good, bud. So, man, let's get back to another song. And I see Ma Keys. You know what? Let's not do another song. Let's go chase her down. We're gonna go interview her. She might be mad at us, but we're gonna chase her down.
This is the better half of the Keith family, Darcy Keith. She's just sneaking in, and we caught her, so we get to interview her a little bit. Darcy Keith, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Harrell?
I am so good. It got good for me. It was a little rough in the beginning, but it's good for me. Man, there's a lot of carp here today. Everything went pretty smooth?
Yeah, it went great today. I don't think we had any problems out there. So great groups of kids and some really good racers.
Right. A lot of carts. I think I heard Posse, or something. I think it was someone said 115 or something.
Yeah, I think like 113, 115 were out today.
You think we'll have more tomorrow, or you think that'll be around our number?
You know what? Kenny said that typically there are like another 5 or 10 that show up. So
okay.
Hopefully 120, 125.
And then with the mom's race, that'll be 130, right? There's 10 of them.
Yep. 10 of them. Some of them have been here practicing. So.
We don't even know who. How come you're a mom? You're a racer mom. You don't get to race, or they said no. It's just unfair advantage.
They just had so much demand. There's a waiting list.
There is, and we tried
there
to get
is.
On it. We tried
you
to get
did?
It.
You
yeah.
did.
We tried to get on it. I know that Jesse wanted to race.
I thought
and,
you wanted to get on.
Oh no, I would. I'd race them all. I'd get beat though. They're fast. Them girls are fast.
You put you in the wall.
I'm down.
You gotta wear a dress.
Okay.
Oh,
right
that was way too fast. Hair extension.
Hair extension, I'm in. What else? You can't do anything I won't do, so be careful.
We gotta get you like a
96 Mustang 5.0. I got one, but it's not a convertible. And in 96, they didn't have a 5.0, it was a 4.6. See, this is our guest right here. You're just calling and tell me who this is. I bet none of you know. I'm going to give you a hint. First name starts with an S. That's all I'm going to say. But, Monty, thanks for having everybody out here, man. I know you've been working hard at the track. You guys have been going all week with everything. So thanks for everything, man. It's just been – I mean, you look around and the place is just packed, man. I love this. I wish we could do this every weekend. And, you know, it's like the old days when it used to be this packed every race, right?
Yeah.
And it could be like that.
Yep. And, you know, I haven't talked to Joey in a day or two, but last week we did Facebook Live for him, so he could watch from France, Joey Han. So hopefully tomorrow we'll have at least the junior one pre-final and final on Facebook Live.
Is his boy here?
He is, yeah, Chase.
Okay, so Chase is racing then.
Yeah, I think, has he won, he's won all of our races so far this year. Maybe not, I think he came in second in the second race, but yeah, he's been on fire.
Right, I know that's right. Gilly's been battling with him, man. He just gets him by just a smidge every time, man. That's going to be a good race tomorrow. I didn't know that he was here. Shoot, I wish we could get Joey on the horn, man. I wish there was a way we could get him, but I think
the
timing.
Right now?
Is he driving right this second?
Yeah, I think the 24 hours is still going on, right?
24 hours is going right now.
Yeah. Right, so he's racing right now, man. Maybe we can. He'll probably. Do we know how he's doing?
I heard somebody say that. Hey, Shad. I think they said he was fourth, maybe. The best of the Fords and fourth, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So, I mean, that's how he does it. He likes to come from the back and go to the front and win, right? That's what he does best, man.
Yeah.
So we'll keep rooting for him. And, man, good luck, man. Joey, you're the man. Keep doing it.
We'll try to get a few more of those starts live on our Facebook tomorrow, too. Maybe the junior, too. We'll try to get a few of them.
Cool. So if you want to check out the races, it's on my laps, right?
So the results we can watch on MyLaps or, I guess, Race Monitor. And then the live video that we're going to do will be on All Star Karting's Facebook page.
Okay, so there you go. We're going to do some starts here tomorrow live. Definitely check out the junior ones. Definitely check out the junior twos. Definitely check out the seniors. Definitely check out the masters. And definitely check out the KAs, man. So you might as well just park it and and watch some racing, or just come on out to Prairie City tomorrow. I think, what's the one-day pass?
$10 tomorrow.
$10, you can come watch racing all day. Fast action. They've got some two-strokes that are ripping around. They've got kids pushing carts. I think they're trying to steal it. That's why they don't have a run.
They're not allowed to drive it right now.
You got look at it. I think they're trying to steal it right out from under them. Man. Bye. Well, all right, we're going to go next to try to talk to the KPX guys over there. Thanks again, Marquis. Great job out here. You guys are awesome.
Awesome.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
All right. That's Marquis. Darcy Keys, she does a great job out here. That's Prairie City Karting, man. They got rental carts out here. You can come out and drive rental carts tomorrow. They're going to have a mom's race on Father's Day. I didn't really get that or understand that, but That's what they're doing. They're having a mom's race on Father's Day. Because I don't know why. I don't get it. But it's going to be awesome. So maybe if our producers are in there, maybe we can get one more song and we'll head over to KPX, guys. I'm just going to go until they play a song. So I'm trying to make my way over. Maybe we can make it way over. There's the Cambrian guys, too. We'll go over there next.
Earl, you guys do this interview thing?
Yeah. You guys wanna?
Yeah, what's up?
This is the Manchester family. We might even be live right now. I don't even know because my producer doesn't tell me anything. I know. I'm just out here slapping my lips, and I don't know if we're playing a song. I don't know if we're just listening to Harrell out there in whatever land and doing his thing. The Manchesters have been growing. I don't know if you guys know, but they're having babies over here, and I think they're going to have like six more. They want to have like the Brady Bunch. That'd be four more, right? How many more, Ken?
I don't know. We got to shoot a boy in there, so maybe one more.
And what if we get a girl?
And we're done.
We're done. He says, one more. I'm going to try one more time. You got to figure out what you got to do, what you're doing wrong. Right, because I don't know.
I'm going to grab her by the ankle and flip her upside down. Maybe that'll help.
Is that the trick?
Maybe. This is the afternight show, right? Kids are about.
Yeah, this is the... I'm pretty sure we're live. I don't know, like I said, I'm not sure. But, man, yeah, this is a late night adult swim with Hump Day with Terrell.
Yes, indeed it is.
It's always, last year, I think, we did a live feed and we were talking about the phone you guys snuck in, I think, right? Was that what we were doing last year?
Yeah, in Panama.
Yeah, you snuck the phony
yeah.
in.
Right. Well, they got me riding a sheep now, so.
A sheep?
Yeah.
You ran out there today, huh? Did you get some laps in?
Yeah, I did a couple laps. I did a curb job, and that was interesting. Been a whole lot of set. Got it all fixed up and went out and kept running consistent lap times. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Which curb did you smack?
Well, I ran over Dickman, and, you know, because
funny that he's sitting right here, too.
He was in the way. He was going slow hitting curb, so I followed him through the curb. I didn't survive. I hit the one down the hill, made some adjustments to the car, wasn't expecting it to do what it did, and oh well, live and learn.
You hit it on the way going down the hill or coming out of the hill, like at the bottom?
Out of the hill.
Okay. I hit that one every time.
Yeah, we're going to name it Harrell Corner.
Okay, that's good. I like that. That's Harrell Corner from now on. Man, and if you don't like it, talk to Kenny, because he's the one that said it was okay, all right? He's the man around here. He's Mr. KPX. So how's everything going, speaking of the KPX? I know that I've heard rumors of, like, 115 carts. Is that about right?
Well, yeah, right now we got 113 registered. We usually get about 5 to 10% more, so we're hoping for 125. We'll see what happens. I mean, it'd be nice to break our record of 119, which was here at Prairie City. But right now we're six shy, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
So we need six of you coming out to race tomorrow.
Seven.
We don't want to tie it. We want to break it. Actually, we want to smash it, so we need like 16 of you guys coming out tomorrow, all right? Let's make it a good day. It's fun out here, man. I'm telling you, it is packed. I don't even know if there's pit spots. There's a few pit spots. Actually, there's 16 pit spots for you guys. Come on out. We'll make sure you get one. All right? You might be parked out a little bit of way. We might have to shuttle you in, but we're going to make sure you can race. You know, I've been talking about the track today, and, you know, I mean, I'm the same as everybody. You know, got all gripped up. Talk to, you know, other people and, like, you know, calls us, well, it's gripped up, man. It's not gripped up. It just gets greasy and you can't go as fast, you know. And that's why you think your motor's because you're going slower because it's greasy. And what's your thoughts on that?
I think you got tired, but that's just...
I didn't even start till the afternoon. I was good. I ran my fastest lap in the last session.
Oh, so you slept in.
And I ran 2/10 faster than I did last week at the race.
I don't believe that.
I know. Nobody does, but that's okay. I'm going to have some for the boys tomorrow. I'm going to get a good night's sleep here. I'm going to get to bed here in about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, that's about right. I usually catch you at midnight. We're the last two always.
Right.
If you're at the track and you want to just hang out with somebody, a.k.a. work on my cart, I am over here awake. Or Harrell. Harrell always needs help. We thrash it. Midnight is when we get stuff done.
Right, everyone's gone, you get stuff done, everyone's just, like, pooped out. I swear, Manchester yesterday about noon, he goes, I'll see you about midnight, you know, we're just joking around, and all of a sudden we're at my pit over there, and here comes Manchester coming around. He shows me his phone, and it's like 12:01. It was so funny. I mean, every time. But we got Mom Manchester here too, and little Manchesters. There was one little Manchester here. Now there was two. Now there's one. But she can't say much yet. She's looking at me like, why don't you just shut up already? All right, who are you? Little floppy lips. Let's see if we can get her to talk. Hi, can you say daddy? Said, no? Yeah, that was good. All right, we'll be back after this short break. Well, Manchester, you're involved with all this too, and I know you guys are always busy, man. How's this whole thing going with you and the family and stuff? Are you loving just going to the track and being a part of this whole thing? Is it awesome? Or?
Yeah, I like it. I like it's a great family atmosphere. Kira runs around, and I don't even know where she's at, but I know she's with somebody nice, and she's taken care of, and everybody keeps an eye out on her.
Right, that's one of the good things about this is everybody knows everybody, and it's going to be hard to lose a kid around here. Here comes Kira right now. You want to say hi to everybody on the radio?
Hi.
Say hi, everybody on the radio.
On the radio. Say
hi. Stay with the rail rules.
Nope, too shy.
Just say this.
Hi.
Hi, there we go. That was little Minnie. Say hump day with her rail. No, she's camera shy. We're not even on the camera. We're just on the microphone. But all right. Well, man, I'm glad it's going good for you guys. It's been just building and building and building for you guys. I mean, it's just been like steadily getting better and better and better. Is there big things in the future for KPX? What's the long term plans? What are some goals that the people out there can look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, we want to keep growing. We want to try to make it a family environment where everybody can come out and it isn't just about the racing. At the end of the day, everybody's hanging out and barbecuing and having a good time, and it's somewhere you can go and you're having fun, and it also feels like a vacation at the same time. We have a lot of big plans, and we'll keep working on them. I mean, it's a steady race, let's just put it that way, and we just keep hacking away at our dreams of building the series and making it as much fun and competitive as possible, bringing in the right people to do the right jobs, and put on the best races possible. That's the main thing, is we just want to make memories out here, and that's what we're focused on.
Nice. And I think that's kind of like the Briggs motto, you know what I mean? They're the family-type people, and that's what they want, you know, the grassroots part of it. And that's what you do, is you just work yourself up through the ranks. And I said I wasn't going to race go-karts, and then I went and drove them for a little while, and I say I know I'm racing, and you know, that's just what always happens. So tomorrow, if you're not doing anything, come on out, Prairie City, bring your cart. If you don't have a cart, Kenny will let you drive his after he's done, maybe.
Yeah, and come watch the mom's race. We're going to have a mom's race out here tomorrow on lunch, so we're going to have some moms dueling it out.
Some of the moms are the racer kids that are around here, and they're going to have 10 of them out there. I was just talking about that on the way over here. I said they're going to have a mom's race on Father's Day. I'm not sure what this is all about, but if you're trying to pull a fast one, but you're trying to take our only day we get, and now it's about them. It's not even about us anymore.
If you haven't learned yet, it's always about them.
Well, we got to pretend like it's not sometimes. When you're around your friends, you got to try to be cool. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's about us. But then when you get home, you're like, when you're around your friends, you gotta try to be, you know. We got Healy back in the house, man. He's roamed over. We're gonna go talk to him some more. What do you think about the KPX in the whole series, bro? We were just talking about that and the up and coming stuff that's coming up and the mom's race. How come my Healy's not racing?
Just it's not her thing. She's not a racer.
She's more of a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But
KPX is probably, around here, it's the best series to run.
Right.
If you
want
to race against the fastest, this is where you come race.
Yeah, I think every fast kid around from south, north, even out of state is here this weekend, huh?
Yep. Parker DeLong came here. So, I mean, that says something.
Right.
I mean, there's fast kids here.
Yeah, there is definitely there's some SCUSA notables here, you know, racing in the seniors and stuff, and that have won, you know, at the big levels that are coming to here. So, I don't know if that's a sandbagging or not, but our guys always hold their own, you know what I mean? They come here, and when you get into 206, it's not really a ton of advantage anywhere, you know what I mean? It's all drivers. So, and unless you've been in one for a minute,
it's hard to make that thing work at first, right? What do you think?
I mean, any, just driving a go-kart, period, is, I mean,
right,
is a challenge. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, you can't just get in a go-kart and be fast. It takes a lot of setup and skill and time in the cart and just, you know, getting used to it. But
big time, big time. When I first came around, I was just like everybody else. You know, I'm good at indoor. I mean, I'll go out here and do good. I didn't do crappy, but I wasn't anywhere near the front. You know, the first five guys, just blow. It's like, wait a minute. Don't we have the same motor? No, we have the same motor. Wait a minute. It's like, we do have the same motor. We just don't have the same chassis setup. And that's what I had to learn, you know. And what I'm still learning is it's important. I mean, these, some of these dads over here, you included, are working all day long, you know what I mean, to make changes. If you're not making changes, you're not moving up. Right? I mean, if the track's
not
changing.
Not necessarily moving up, just not learning what the track is doing. Trying to figure out what the track's doing, you know, what, you know, what's working that day, you know, because today, what we ran last weekend where we threw down a 49 flat, that setup didn't work.
Right. I had a different setup than I did last week, too. I started out like, whoa, what is going on? You know what I mean? It was like nothing like last week, and I was rolling around pretty good last week, but I ended up at the end of the day going pretty good, so.
Yeah, and the track's already, I can tell the track's already different this week than last weekend.
For sure, for sure. Just due to more carts and more rubber?
I don't know. It's just different. It's greasy. I don't know if it's like there's grip or
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny talking to Paul. He's like, no,
yeah.
We can put on tires way faster.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
not, you know what I mean?
If you can put on new tires, the track's not overstuck.
Right.
I mean, if you put on new tires and you slow down, then yeah. But if you put on new tires and speed up, it's not because of too much grip out there.
I got to scrub my tires off in the morning. I didn't even get my tires on until it's tonight. I'm going to do practice, scrub them off. And there's one guy on our team that's going to put brand new tires on and not even scrub them. He's going to just go out there like that. I mean, that's how much he believes in the tires. He went a lot faster on them, dude. So he's claiming. So I'm liking the style. I was like thinking outside the box, you know what I mean? We did some rounds. I guess we can go over there to Cambrian. Oh, you want the KPX shirt? They're on sale for a low cost of
$20.
$20.99. I gotta get my cut, you know, I gotta have that 99. So no, they're $19.99. Come on over. I think they got sweatshirts, they got T-shirts, they got hats. They've got everything KPX over here. Everything KPX. And like I said, if you need a car, come drive Kenny's. He'll let you. Come on now. This is Hump Day with Real. We're really going to go to a song right now, right? We got my producer over there somewhere, and he's listening to the show, and he's going to cut us to a song right now. Maybe. I don't even know if we were live and doing anything right there. But that was Kenny Manchester with the KPX. And they're growing, man. They're growing. It's getting better and better. And they got big plans for the future. That's what they're doing. I'm looking over here at our producer. I think I see him putting on a song.
dead. Little souvenirs and secrets shared. Little off guard and unprepared.
I guess I better unmute this thing, dude. I have my phone muted. So I gotta walk away from the studio because I'm getting all this feedback. I just wanted to thank everybody for hanging out tonight on the Hump Day with the Rail Show. Man, it's a lot of fun out here. It's fun doing live stuff at the track. We get to interview a lot of different people. We had a caller come in, and yeah, that was Seth. Someone got it right, and they want lunch from me tomorrow, so good job. You guys, Wednesday, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll probably do a follow-up on the KPX, so join us Wednesday for sure. Don't miss it. We'll have some of these big teams call in and tell us more about the weekend and how it went. Thanks to the Keys, Prairie City, Kart Track. They did an amazing job out here. Thanks to the KPX. You hear their commercial all the time. And thanks to Nevada Kart Sport for being a sponsor of the show. They're always just doing good things for Hump Day with Pharrell. Cole Nelson out there, Invader, Cole Nelson Racing. Man, they are always got people up front. They always are just fast, man. Them Invaders are fast. Go check them out over there. You want to talk to Cole, you want to get into that tent, you want to talk to Rodney, get over here. Cambrian's here. Shoot, I wish we could have talked to the Barnwells, but I think they cut out. But there's all kinds of people out here. The Sorensons are here, I believe. And, man, I just want to thank you guys all for hanging out. I had fun tonight. Hope you did. Man, Arell's 2 cents, I guess. It just goes back to family. I'm walking around. I'm seeing all these families and all these kids hanging out, and they're having the best time ever, you know. Karting is just it's a family sport for sure. That's why they're doing the mom's race tomorrow. So kudos to the KPX. For doing that for the moms, you know, and taking away our day, Father's Day. But it's all good. I'm just kidding. But thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time. We will see you Wednesday. This is Pharrell. That was Aiden Pagot at the controls tonight. He did an awesome job. He's down here in Prairie City, ladies. So if you want to come down and check him out, he'll be hopping around here tomorrow. So come on down and check it out. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Have a great night. Come out and see some racing tomorrow at Prairie City Kart Track. Have a great night. This is Pharrell, Hump Day with Pharrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.